That's the sound of a group of teenage boys rolling a giant whale skull into the back of a landing craft.
We're putting all the bones back into the boat. Stinky. Pretty heavy.
Yeah.
The whale carcass was spotted floating near Channel Island last June. It was one among hundreds of gray whales reported to NOAA that have mysteriously died along the West Coast this year. Within days, the Forest Service gathered a group of community members to perform a necropsy on the whale. They took blubber and feces samples, hoping to find evidence that would reveal the cause of the unexpected mortality event. 3 months later, the corpse has changed significantly. Martin Hutton works for the Wrangell Ranger District.
I thought it would decompose this much, but not this fast. I'm amazed by just the sheer volume of this whale and how fast it disappeared.
Over the summer, the carcass laid on a rocky beach tied to nearby trees. Hutton says as the tides came in, sea critters would feast on the carcass, and as they went out, land animals would do the same. At least that's what Hutton thinks. He'll have a better idea once the Forest Service looks at video footage from the last 3 months. The agency set up cameras in nearby trees and collected the tape on this trip. When it came to collecting bones, the Forest Service decided to include the school this time. The school arranged for a group of students studying oceanography to go on this trip, along with their science teacher, Heather Howe.
So gross. That's so cool.
She's looking at a mass of bones and applying what she knows about anatomy to what's laying on the beach.
You know, I teach the human biology, anatomy, physiology class, but there's so many similarities in the way the vertebra look, and there's the different phalanges, and so we could actually see the bones would be really cool.
Kobe Holder is one of those students. With a dull axe, he's hacking away at the remaining tissue on the spine. No one wants to take the goop home.
Better be getting an A.
Yeah. Better get extra credit for this.
The Nolan Center is expecting to display the skull. If all the bones are there, then the school hopes to assemble and display the whole skeleton. More than likely, some of the bones are missing. In that case, the school will still have the opportunity to examine what remains of the gray whale. In Wrangell, I'm Laura Helgeson.